June 7th, 2018, a date which will live in, well, probably not infamy, but we're going to recap it all the same. It's Dave here, all the best stuff for this daily podcast from the John DeBella Show. Hope you like what you're about to hear. We kick things off talking Burner Gate with the Sixers. John Brazier, the director of fun and games for the Phillies, stopped by for some music trivia and some Phillies tickets that we handed out to you guys. And the main theme of the day was games we played. We talked those old school games back when you were a kid in the neighborhood, out in the street. We hit the phones and had a great time reminiscing on all those fun activities from days gone by. So have a listen. I hope you enjoy. And here you go. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Hey, Dave, did you hear about the Coangelo or the Brian Coangelo news?
Stupid. I've heard there's a lot of hubbub.
There is a lot of hubbub, but his assertion that he had no knowledge of the Twitter accounts seems to be backed up from the Sixers investigation.
Is that right?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Steve.
Doesn't matter if he knew or not. It's embarrassing. This is the biggest offseason in the team's history. Are you kidding me? Get rid of them. It's a joke. They're a laughing stock. This is worse. They're being laughed at harder than they were during the Sam Hinkie days when they were losing, which actually worked to something. It got you Joel Embiid. It got you Ben Simmons. It got you 52 friggin' wins.
Steve goes from 0 to 100 real quick.
It's been 9 days. It's not 0 to 100. It's been 0 to 100 over the course of 9 days. This is idiotic.
I still don't really even understand this whole scandal.
Stupid.
By the way, that was a gift for all of you who set your alarm clock to go off at 6:05.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Yesterday on the show, toward the end of the show, I made mention of Dave and I started talking about the whip. Right, and it was the whip ad. We were talking about the whip ad
at Dorney.
Right? I said, gee, when I was a kid, they used to have a truck that drove around the neighborhood, only had 6 cars on it, but had the whip.
It's crazy.
And they had a thing called a half moon, and then people started texting in about a Ferris wheel on a truck, right? You know, and I miss all that, which got us into a conversation in the office about, you know, games you played when you were a kid. And, you know, God, a lot of them I wish I could, you know, I would love to play some of those games again.
I still play wiffle ball.
I know you still play wiffle ball. But that's just an extension of baseball.
Yeah, right.
Right, you know, right. I'm talking about games like, and Steve brought up this game, Freedom. Is that what you called it?
Yeah, it has different names. It's called Freedom. In Busselton, it was Freedom. In Mayfair, it was Manhunt.
Uh-huh.
I think you had something sort of like it.
Well, that's what I want to go to. Explain what it is.
Okay.
Because as you explained it, all of a sudden I said, wait a second, we had this game.
Two teams, I mean, it could be 3, 4, 5 to a team, whatever. One team is hiding and they get a certain amount of time to go hide. Maybe you count to 100. While they're hiding, the team that is looking for them has to catch them. And it's not just, hey, I found you, you're hiding, you're caught. You are full on sprinting down the street trying to grab these people. You've got to grab them, and then there was some line you had to say that would put them in jail. And there was one place that was maybe a tree. It was jail.
Right.
And they had to stay there until someone on their team freed them.
Right, so they could come running in and just free everybody.
You might leave one person at the jail as the guard while the rest of your team went out to find the rest of the other team.
All right. Now, when I was a kid, as he's describing this, I said, wait, this sounds a hell of a lot like a game that I played when I was a kid. All right. And it ended up, it had the oddest name. It had the oddest name. And then in the middle of the night, it came to me. The game was called the exact same game he just described, but we called it Ring Alivio. Right. And this morning, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it is the exact same game. They have it in Wikipedia, but it's only in the New York area did it ever have this name, Ring Alivio. Right. I have no idea what it means, why it had that name, the exact same game. But, and when you think about it, and especially now you get to this time of the year where, you know, the outdoor time is coming. You know, when we were kids, it was like, you know, sun up to sundown. You were out on the street running around just doing whatever you could. I got a text here from somebody that says, hey, John, what I called Ring Alivio, what Steve called Freedom, and other people called Jailbreak. This guy said they called it in Jersey 1-2-3 Jailbreak. So basically that was the phrase that you probably had to use.
Sure, something like that.
All right, Cindy, did you have any, if there was a childhood game you could play again, right, what would you want to play? Well, you know, it's out on the street, it's summertime, you know, you're waiting for it to get dark, and your mother to go, come on in!
We didn't have a street. You know, had the rolling hills of the backyard.
Okay.
Oh, so you did cow tipping.
We did have archery. So archery. I would like to do that again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well.
What you do with little kids? Give them an arrow.
Right. Yeah. If you want to talk weaponry, sometime I'll talk about carpet guns. Right. Oh. Right. Which really didn't use carpet; it used linoleum.
Oh,
what about you, Dave?
We played Redbutt. Redbutt was a big game in my hood. I lived right below a school. We'd go up there, the brick wall. Uh-huh. You basically take a tennis ball or a racket ball,
right,
and you whip it at the ball, and then it bounces back, and you got to catch it clean. If you don't catch it clean, if you bobble it,
right,
you got to sprint for the wall,
yes,
and everyone tries,
yep,
to peg you with the ball before you reach there. And then, if so, you got to stand there, hands up against the
my
wall.
My mouth is like wide open.
Mine's
you
not.
Played it too? Yeah, but you have to stand there, put your butt out, and people will just pez, yep, the ball right at you. If they hit your cheek, you're out.
In the Northeast, it was suey.
Right. Oh, sure. Suey. That's another name for it. Yeah.
Suey. Oh,
yep.
Now,
yep.
See,
wall
now,
ball, red right, ass.
You know what? Now that you call it suey, all of a sudden I went, wait a second, I remember suey.
There's a million names for these
if
games.
You drop, if you don't catch it clean, you got to run to the wall. For us, you had to touch the wall and say suey before you got pegged. And if you got pegged, then you had to get your ass up against the wall and get pegged by
the whole
line.
I like these hometown rules.
People.
Yeah,
it's cool.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So is there any, you know, I'm surprised no one has mentioned Johnny Ride the Pony.
I don't know what that is.
We'll see if anybody mentions it, all right?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
John Brazier is going to join us at 8:10. He's got some kick-ass Phillies tickets that he will hand out. But, of course, in order for him to talk on the air, he has to answer our trivia questions.
Right,
I think we're going to test him with rock names, people's original names, and, you know, rock stars and what their original names were.
Sure.
We can do that because the last time he was in, he kicked ass.
Oh,
he went, what was his category that last time? Was music of the 70s?
70s one-hit wonders.
70s one-hit wonders.
Brazier texted me yesterday asking if he should study anything.
Right.
I knew what we were doing, and I wasn't thinking when I told him. I just said, frontman. It's not what he means.
Well, it may come into play.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Yesterday, toward the end of the show, Dave and I got into this conversation. We were talking about Dorney Park and the old part of Dorney Park where you have all the older rides, and the, yep, whip came up.
Oh, classic.
And I asked Dave if it was his neighborhood when he was a kid. Did they have a guy with a truck that used to come around with a truck version of the whip? And it had like five or six cars at it, on it at most, right? You know, and then there was the half moon, right, which was just a, you know, literally a half circle that swung back
like
and
the sea dragon kind of,
right? Yeah. Right. And
mini.
Then and then somebody said there was a Ferris wheel on the back of a truck, which probably didn't go very high.
Yeah.
All right. And when we got off the air, we kept discussing this stuff, and Steve brought up a game called Freedom.
Yes.
And you want to explain that again?
Two teams, doesn't matter how many on a team. One team counts while the other team hides, and then the counting team has to go find them, chase these people down on the opposite team, catch them, say something while holding on to them. And
right,
it's a full sprint. It's a free-for-all. When you catch them, you say whatever. They go to jail. So a tree or something would be jail. You would then leave one of your teammates guarding said jail, and you go look for the rest of the team while that team tries to stay hidden and sneak up towards the jail and free.
And free everybody.
Right.
All right.
Right.
And as he's telling me this story, I'm going, I know this game, but we didn't call it Freedom. And then you had another name for it.
Manhunt.
Manhunt.
Yes, that's what I knew it as.
No, I didn't know it. Manhunt. And it was racking my brain. In the middle of the night last night, I wake up going, Ring Alivio. The game was Ring Alivio, which I have no idea why it was called
so
that.
Weird.
Right? And I looked on Wikipedia this morning, and it was a thing. It was a New York area thing that was called Ring Alivio while it was called other things around the country. So the question at hand is, if you could, if today, right now, if this would be the night that you could go out on the streets and start playing a childhood game, what game would you want to play? We got Rita on the line here. Rita, what was the game for you? What do you miss? What do you want to play again?
We played stickball or handball out in the street.
Did anybody play halfball in Philadelphia? Ever play halfball?
I think halfball was a South Philly thing.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah.
The difference?
You took a Spalding ball, uh-huh, right, which we, uh-huh, called Spaldines. I don't know why, right? And you would cut it in half, and you would still fling, yeah, the ball. You'd have to send it like a frisbee,
uh-huh,
and people would hit it. And it was all the rules of stickball, but it was halfball.
Sounds impossible half to hit ball. Fair.
I know, yeah. Jake.
Hey.
All right. What game do you miss? What do you want to play again?
Fumble Rumble.
Fumble Rumble. Anybody?
I think I know what this is, but With different name. Kill the man with the ball?
Yeah, different man with the ball. Every time you get tackled, you got to throw it up. It has like 10 of our buddies tackling the crap out of each
other. You're avoiding everyone else that's playing. If you have the football, they're all trying to tackle you. Once they get you down, you got to give the ball up and somebody else, and then it just starts over again. You're all trying to tackle.
This just sounds like rugby.
Unorganized rugby with children.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So what game? What game would you love to be playing again this summer?
There's a game called Kick the Can. You ever hear of it?
Yeah. Now, did you play normal Kick the Can, or did you play Danger Kick the Can?
I guess it was just normal, Kick the Can. So it's a variation of Manhunt, just a lot of fun.
Wait a second, how Kick the Can? How would it be a variation on Manhunt? Right, Kick the Can was a baseball game, basically.
Oh, no, the Kick the Can that I played was, it was sort of like Manhunt, except that you had a can under the streetlight, and in order to free your friends, you had to kick the can, and everyone got free.
Oh, and that's what released them.
It's like a combination of Manhunt,
guard,
freedom.
Had to tap the can three times and say, if they saw your name, I see Rob coming at you, you were captured, you got caught in jail.
Okay, I like my Danger version of Kick the Can better, where basically you played on four corners, whether the cars were coming or not. Hey, Dan?
Yes, hey,
what's the game? If you could play any game, what's the game?
Ding Dong Ditch.
Ding Dong Ditch. You know
you're
what?
A jerk. You're a jerk. I know this game.
Is this Ring the Bell and Run?
Yeah. You know the game I missed? Lighting a bag of crap on someone's doorstep and running away.
Carissa?
Hi, John.
All right. What was your game of choice? If you could be out there on the street tonight playing a game, what would it be?
I want to play Squeeze the Lemon again. I don't know if you remember that one.
I've never even heard of that one.
I think I know. It involves a slide, right, Carissa?
Right. You find the tallest slide, the more kids, the better, and you put your legs over to side, and you would alternate your legs from side to side, and each person would slide down, try to knock the person off at the bottom, meanwhile squeezing everybody in between.
Yep. The first person that goes stays there at the bottom, and then everyone slides into them.
And
if you go in the middle, it's five or six people.
Well, this is
kind of
like
body weight.
This is like the sliding version of Johnny Ride the Pony.
Right.
Kathy.
Dead Man's Box.
Dead Man's Box. What's that?
It was painted on the street. It was a big box. It had numbers in it. It had a skeleton in the center of the box. And you used to get the old-time bottle caps.
Right.
And you would have to hit the bottle caps to get it into the different numbers without getting it into the skeleton head.
All right. This is where you're flicking it. By the way, those old-time bottle caps... They still make those.
Well, guess what? If you had a good bottle cap, you kept it because around the board.
Oh, yeah. You wanted the flattest bottle cap you could find.
How many people came out on their porch and yelled at you for drawing a skull in the middle of the street?
Nobody.
No? Because it was back in an easier time when people realized we weren't worshiping the devil. We just put a bad guy in the middle of the street. No one mentioned Johnny Ride a Pony. I was so surprised.
You're on your own there.
No one played that game around here?
I think you're imagining this game.
No. You would have like four or five guys, right? And it could be men and women, but it was usually always guys, right? And you know, one guy would lean against the wall with his hands against the wall, and then the next guy would wrap his hands around that guy's waist, and you would make a sort of human centipede, right? Like the movie.
I don't like this game at all. I'm out.
Out. Okay. And then the other four or five guys, whatever many team were on the team, right, would come running and jump. You would like hit the first guy, and then you would try to move as far forward as you possibly get, so as many guys could get on there to break the pony's back. And if the guys managed to hold you all up, they won that round. And if you managed to get them to break, there you're giving me that gay look. You're giving me that look.
I was going
to
say, I think they call that an orgy.
Calling John Pony Boy.
I knew somehow sex was involved. I knew just the way he was looking at me. He had his hand over his face, and I went like, okay, I'm about to get slammed. Johnny Ride the Pony.
Hey, you guys want to play orgy?
So it seems that Buck was Johnny Ride a Pony down here, all right?
I think you misheard that. I think it was Brokeback.
Yeah. Right, it was Brokeback? Yeah. All the way, Steve says it. The first word has an F in it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this morning, the one, the only, the second lowest paid person on the Phillies. It used to be the lowest paid, so you're doing so much better for yourself. The director of fun and games at the Philadelphia Phillies and Citizens Bank Park. Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy, What's your name again? John Brazier?
John Brazier.
John
yes.
Brazier. Brazier.
Yes.
John Brazier.
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 Lenny Dykstra in the studio, folks.
No, it's John Brazier, and I set the bar too high. I just realized, because I heard on the way up, you know, you guys are got this, you always do a quiz
right.
for me, and every time well, I get an answer right.
Right, you get to say something right. Because we don't want you to just come in here and hoard the time.
Of course.
We sell that and call it advertising.
Yes, that's fine. Okay. I like to work for my money.
Okay.
I like it.
All right,
like
right. So the deal has always been, or has been, that you got to answer a question
yeah.
in order to promote something. And I know you got a big weekend going on. I know you gave us tickets. We have
tickets. A lot to promote. Put it that way. I better get a lot of answers.
Yeah, here. Okay. Because you got the Brewers game this weekend and 1990s retro night. Right? Are you going to do something about the World Series?
Is that for 2008.
For the 93 World Series.
Yeah, all weekend we're going to be celebrating the 93 team.
All right.
I just got a free plug right there.
I think you did. Yeah, so,
thank you.
Right, so now you'll have to answer.
But I set the bar too high on the one-hit wonders. That was like really. That was my total wheelhouse.
Yeah, all right, nobody wanted to believe that you were getting it. And we were, no, he got them all. Right. Right? And today they'll believe it.
Yes, because that's back to reality.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to give you rock stars' real names.
Okay.
And you've got to figure out who the rock star is,
right.
Okay, or as the how we know that person.
And you're going to do easy, like Michael Jagger is Mick Jagger, right?
Right.
That's an example. Yeah, good example.
That. Good example.
That's a good example.
Yeah, he's not on the list, though.
As is this. Why don't you start him, Steve?
Real name, David Robert Hayward Jones.
David Robert Hayward Jones.
My guess is that's David Bowie.
David Bowie is, in fact,
correct.
Look at that. We started off with an easy one.
Well, let's start off with Friday night. Tomorrow night, it is retro night. We were celebrating 1993, as we said.
Uh-huh.
It is the World Series. We're recognizing 93 guys that got to the World Series. We have a retro band, Sidearm, will be playing on the concourse. We have Tommy Conwell. How about that? Tommy Conwell is going to sing a national anthem.
Seems like multiple plugs already, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's all part of one night. So
okay.
Danny Jackson throwing the first pitch.
Uh-huh.
We got Brian Baldinger, some athletes from the 90s doing a celebrity bass change. Brian Baldinger, Chris Tarrion, Vice Gamma. And just like we do every retro, it's really fun because all the headshots are all movie icons or TV.
You sure this is
characters.
Still one
plug? Yeah.
This is just one plug.
That is tomorrow night, retro night.
Okay.
Will you be burning Joe Carter in effigy?
Yes, we will.
Okay, I'm there.
All right, let's move on to the next question, Dave.
And we'll play the Brewers, too, by the way.
Okay, all right, shush. Real name, David Howell Evans.
David what? Howell Evans. I will tell you, this is a tough one.
Well, of course it is. David Howell Evans?
Yeah, David Howell Evans.
You got the last David.
Right, because I'll give you a hint. Because his name is not a real name.
Thank you.
Okay.
That really helps.
Well, it's not. It's what he's called.
Kind of does.
But it's not
it's
not a real name. Yeah, it's a good clue.
Real good hint.
Yeah.
I absolutely have no idea. I can't promote tomorrow's or Saturday's 1-5 game.
You can't. It's the edge from you too.
So I have an off button.
Good. Yeah. Your mic's not on.
That would be the edge from you too.
I thought this is all lead singers here, didn't you say?
No.
Well, I made a mistake when I texted you frontman. I talked about that on air earlier.
The edge.
I made my
mistake. You couldn't give me Paul Hewson?
We couldn't give you Paul Hewson.
He's not on the list either.
All right, he's not on the list. All right, good, Steve. Give him another one.
Jeffrey Ross Hyman.
Jeffrey Ross. And he's the frontman. He's the lead singer.
Jeffrey Ross Hyman.
This one's going to shock the hell out of you.
Yeah. Jeffrey Ross Hyman.
And he's not related to Rob.
Is it? This is a total wild guess. Is it Jeff Lynne from ELO?
No, it is not. Jeff Lynne from ELO.
Joey Ramone.
It's Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Yes.
Wow. So I can't plug Sunday's game either. Chevrolet.
This is an easy one Dave should have for you. You should get this one.
My God.
Yeah, this one you should get.
Farouk Bulsara.
Oh, come on. My wife even knows that.
This is a famous one.
Farouk Bulsara?
Yeah. How many rock stars are named Farouk?
There's not many.
Right.
Farouk. I mean, it's... It's not Cat Stevens because he has a Greek name.
No,
Cat Stevens.
It's not Greek name. It's also another frontman.
It's not Greek. It's Iranian.
It's another frontman. Another frontman.
Another frontman.
Brazier.
I don't know. I give up.
Wow, you're not going to promote anything.
I'm not good
this week.
At this one, right?
All right.
I can't even promote Citizens Bank fans feeding families on Tuesday.
No, you can't.
That sounds like a great thing, but you can't talk about it.
That would be Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Freddie Mercury.
All right. From Zanzibar.
I did not know that.
All right.
Wait, he's got an Iranian name and he's from Zanzibar?
He's not Iranian. No,
you said Iranian
name.
Cat Stevens. Oh, all right.
It wasn't. You made him Greek.
I think it's really a Persian name, I think you would say.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You go on the map and find Persia.
Listen, you're going to be able to promote something with this one.
All right.
Please give me a layup.
This is an easy
Joan Marie Larkin.
Joan Marie Long.
Well, I'm going to say Joan Jett, obviously.
There you go.
All right, Sunday, June 10th, it is Chevrolet Father's Appreciation Day.
Giving out Chevys to everybody?
Well, we'd love to, but even better, all men 15 and over, because it's Father, we're celebrating Father's Day.
Okay.
We'll get a John Kruk red pullover. How about that?
Wow.
All men 15 and over, okay. Thanks to Chevrolet, a John Kruk pullover. Right. And that's where we're going to do the special introduction to the whole, you know, all the 93 guys on the field.
All right.
A lot of surprises.
Did you bring any of those
pullovers? I brought
pullovers?
You some tickets. I did. Oh, no, I didn't bring you a pullover. I was going to mail them to you.
Okay.
But I brought in tickets for Friday night's game, which is retro night.
Okay. All right. We've got to get this one. He should get also.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yep. Yeah. All right. Saul Hudson.
Oh, come on. This is a Hudson. Famous
is this
one.
Garth Hudson?
No.
It's not Garth?
This is another nickname guy.
It's another guy with a nickname.
Yeah.
Saul Hudson. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't give me Reginald Dwight or something? I mean,
No, because you would have known that. There's no game in that.
Richard Starkey, somebody?
Saul Hudson? You don't know Saul Hudson?
One name.
He goes by one
name. Well, it's not Sting because it's Gordon Sumner.
Okay, all right.
It's
not Donovan because it's Donovan Leach.
Right.
It's not Bono because we already said that. Paul
Houston. He's known for a hat.
Or Bono.
Not Sonny Bono.
He's known for a hat?
Yeah, he's known for a hat.
It's not Declan McManus because that's Elvis Costello.
Right. That's Declan.
Declan.
It's like, that's a hood, not a hat.
All right. You've got one more guess.
One more.
Because it's not hard.
Van Morrison. I have no idea.
Slash.
Top hat. Yeah. I got you. All right.
Well, give him one more
Steve
try.
Steve has one more.
Give him one more try.
I mean, this, you really are just... I mean, why don't you just ask me the capital of Zanzibar?
Listen, you went 7 for 7 last time. Chaim Witz.
Actually, it's Chaim. I mean, Chaim Witz.
Now, here's the thing. Here's a clue for you. He'd probably try to sell you anything that is in the room that we currently stay in.
Yeah, he whores more than you.
Everything.
Right.
You couldn't give me Marvin Lee a day.
Oh my God. No, because we knew you would know that one.
Chaim.
Chaim.
He said Declan, okay? Exactly. We're pronouncing it right.
Whatever. I mean, I just can't believe I can't promote the Jim Tomey 105 Hall of Fame salute on Thursday, June 14th. This is unbelievable.
Right. That's
Nemora's kids run the bases after the game. I can't believe because of Chaim Witz, you couldn't come up with
Chaim.
Chaim.
Gene Simmons.
I met Gene Simmons, too.
And what did he try to sell you?
He did, actually. He was writing a book.
I bet.
And I was,
shocking.
Yes.
Oh, are you breathing right now? I would like to charge you for that oxygen.
Wow.
Now, come on. You know when Gene Simmons comes in the room, there is no oxygen.
There is no air.
I did worse today than the Allman Brothers.
Yes, you did.
That was poor.
Yes, you did.
Wow. All right.
So for this, you will have to hand out some quality tickets for this weekend.
All right.
So what do you got?
Friday night. Let's do a retro night, which is going to be, again, the fun night.
Okay.
They're all fun nights, but this is a really fun night because, again, we have a lot of fun. Celebrating the 1993. Again, we're going to have Danny Jackson throwing the first pitch. So let's give out tickets. I'll get you some good seats, too.
Okay.
First row in the 200 level. How about that?
Cool. That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. All right. What's the question?
Well, what question?
We came up with what team did the 1993 Phillies defeat to make it to the World Series?
That is a lot easier than the questions you gave me.
Right. You whiner.
That's right, Declan.
Declan.
Declan. 215-263-WMGK. What team did the Phillies beat in 1993 to go into the World Series? John Brazier, our guest. Of course, it's Retro Weekend. And Sunday is the whole Jim Tomey thing?
No. Sunday is when we're celebrating the 93 team. They're all going to be introduced. So it's going to be a lot of surprises.
Jim Tomey's
the following week, the following Thursday,
okay.
Which is a 1-5 game.
All right. So there it all. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, John Brazier here in the studio, really sucking at our game. All right. Congratulations to winner. Because I don't have his name in front of me.
Brazier has the sheet in his back pocket.
Who
Chaim Witz.
No. It was the Klan. The Klan won.
Chris Bennett and Tim Wellen.
Are they dating or we had two pair of tickets?
We had two pair of tickets.
Oh, okay. All right.
They knew it was the Braves.
Well, our congratulations to them.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, John DiBella rocks you all right.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.